I'd see him sitting on that couch all day long, just staring at that Hollywood hogwash.
Our favorite show was Hollywood Hogwash.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Hollywood Hogwash. I'm Andrew Pisano, along with my brother Joe Pisano. We just watched The Machine.
The Machine.
Yeah.
Starring Bert Kreischer, Mark Hamill. It was about what I expected. I thought it would be pretty good. It was a lot of chuckles, you know, nothing like hilarious.
Yeah, no crazy moments you're going to remember forever, but
it's a fun
made
movie.
Us laugh a few times. It was a whole story.
It's a fun movie. Mark Hamill was great. Bert was really good.
Yeah.
I recommend seeing it, you know, especially if you like him. If you're a fan of his, you'll enjoy it, you know.
He's done a lot with this story in his life.
Oh, yeah.
Telling the Machine story.
Yeah, I've only, like, heard of him in the past few years, like, through, you know, Your Mom's House and Joe Rogan and all that stuff. Like, when COVID first hit and I was, like, they all kind of became big. I mean, Joe Rogan was already famous, but I mean, like, Tom and Bert became even more well-known, like, when COVID hit, like, their podcast got huge and everything. So,
yeah,
I've been a fan of all of them for a few years now. But, yeah, it was a fun movie. We're going to talk about it later. But first, we have to thank, we got a new patron this week. So thank you to Dominic Lacasio.
Oh, nice.
Signed up at patreon.com/Hollywood Hogwash. We got reviews of The Last of Us, The Mandalorian Season 3 that just ended. And now we're wrapping up Barry.
Barry.
Starring Bill Hader.
Yep.
After that, we're going to do a bracket and then get into another show in a couple weeks. I think like Secret Invasion starting soon. So we got to check that out.
Nice.
Yeah. And then Ahsoka like in August, which that also looks really, really good.
Yeah.
But yeah, go to patreon.com/Hollywood Hogwash. Only $3 a month. You can cancel anytime. Check it out. And then as far as that goes, we'll talk about The Machine later. But for now, let's hit the news and rumors, a.k.a. the Hollywood Hogwash. So last week we did Fast 10. We had the whole family here.
The whole family. Know? The whole Hogwash family.
The whole Hogwash family. And Variety reports that, and also Michelle Rodriguez has hinted at this recently, but Variety is reporting that there are multiple Fast and Furious spinoffs coming.
Oh, boy.
Including a female-led movie.
Mm.
So they're expanding this universe. You know, we've had one spinoff so far with Hobbs and Shaw. But, you know, it might be a little refreshing to have no Vin Diesel with his horrible acting.
I mean, it's almost part of it at this point, though, isn't it?
I mean, Hobbs and Shaw was, you know, okay.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind those characters, you know. I like Letty and Cypher and whatever the fuck Gal Gadot's name is in that.
Spoiler alert.
I mean, if she comes back, who knows?
Yeah.
And then also, Alan Ritchson was, he recently said that Keanu Reeves was originally going to play his role in Fast 10.
Really?
And, like, he did a great job, but he's no Keanu Reeves.
That would take it in a completely different direction. Like, that's almost too big of a star.
The character would be a lot different.
Again, I've said this many times. I like Alan Ritchson, and I like, you know, I liked everything he's done so far. I like his attitude, right?
Yeah.
I like his kind of demeanor. He's perfect for the movie.
I liked him a lot in the movie.
Yeah. Keanu would have been
Keanu
too big.
Keanu Reeves, we got to stop his family.
Yeah.
I mean, imagine him and Vin Diesel sharing a scene together.
Yeah, all the acting teachers everywhere will be rolling in their graves.
I get it, Dom. You love your family.
Yeah.
Just add Nicolas Cage in there. And
oh,
wow.
Man. The trifecta.
Yeah, the trifecta.
Of great acting.
But yeah, you know, I want to see more of these movies. They're fucking ridiculous, but I love them.
Yeah.
So I'm up for it. I'm up for it all.
All of it.
Yeah, if you haven't watched or listened to our Fast 10 review, it's a lot of fun.
Good times.
It was all four of us in here, and we were all like super psyched about the movie. So go check it out. Also, Deadpool 3 has begun filming.
Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy.
Did you see this?
Go ahead. I saw a picture.
But because of the writer's strike going on.
Yeah.
Apparently, they have to follow the script verbatim And Ryan Reynolds, Hugh Jackman, the rest of the cast are not allowed to improvise any lines while the strike is ongoing.
Come on. Because then they're writing the show.
Yeah.
And then that's them crossing the picket lines and not supporting their fellow
writers.
Apparently
it's not even that. Apparently it's like they can't even legally do it. That's what the reports say. That's what the reports say.
Legalities? That's a union. It's not legal. It's not a legal issue.
Okay. Well, I didn't write the report.
I'm just saying, like, I don't see how it could be illegal to, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Say words different on a page. Horrible. You want Ryan Reynolds to be able to do whatever he wants.
Hopefully,
shut it down. Wait.
He co-writes it, right? So hopefully they'll find some workaround.
When is that supposed to come out?
Next November. No, November of next year, 2024.
Next year. Okay. Well, then I guess.
I mean, here's the thing. Like,
they have plenty of time, I guess, is my point.
Here's the other thing, is he wears the mask for most of the movie. So if the writer's strike ends, hey, let's go back to the studio. I'll say some new lines, and then you can just put it in there.
That's true.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Right.
But yeah, I thought that was pretty interesting.
Wow. All right.
Unless they're just saying, fuck it, let's just do it anyway. I'm co-writing it. We'll just say this was always the script. I don't know. Maybe they could find some. But I feel like that's an easy way to do it.
Hide it in the can. Hide it in the can. Yeah. How does he not? Like, he's Ryan Reynolds, Jim Carrey, these type of guys. Like, if they're filming a scene and they see something funny, they're going to say it, and it's going to be recorded.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You're under arrest.
Yeah. I mean, just bury that can in the back office until the writer's strike is over.
I know. And then also Lionsgate, I told you, Aaron and Josh and everyone else, Lionsgate has confirmed that John Wick 5 is in early development. Yes.
There's no reason to not keep making these.
They said that fans can rely on a regular cadence of John Wick moving forward.
Yeah.
We've also got the ballerina spinoff, the Continental
TV show.
Fucking TV show, whatever.
Where is that going to be, on HBO?
Paramount Plus.
Paramount Plus for a TV show, John Wick?
Yeah.
Well, I guess everything's streaming now. It doesn't really matter about, you know.
Yeah.
The level of violence.
Just like the Fast and Furious, I'm here for all the John Wick I can get.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
And then Deadline reports that Will Ferrell is in talks to star as John Madden in David O. Russell's film about the origins of the Madden football game.
Interesting.
Yes.
Interesting.
Right. That's what I said.
Will. All right.
It's David O. Russell. He did, Silver Lining Playbook, right?
Mm-hmm.
He also did the, American Hustle?
Hustle. Mm-hmm.
I like his movies.
Yeah.
So maybe this could be
be good.
Will Ferrell's rebound.
Yeah.
Since he hasn't done anything good in fucking forever.
It's been a little while. I mean,
he also did Amsterdam, which bombed at the box office, but I liked the movie. I thought it was funny.
Yeah.
It was Christian Bale, John David Washington, Margot Robbie.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like the movie. I like all of his movies. Oh, yeah. He did The Fighter as well. That's the best one.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking The Fighter with Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah. Will Ferrell, I'm a huge fan. Obviously, we both are.
Yeah.
And Ryan Reynolds, he's up there, top five for me right now. But that Christmas show was, I couldn't even get through like 20 minutes of it.
What? Which one?
They did a Christmas musical together this past Christmas.
Who?
Ryan Reynolds and Will Ferrell.
Oh, I never saw that. That's right.
Kind of like a Christmas Carol-ish, you know?
It was like a Netflix movie, right?
Yeah.
That did not look good.
Oh, my God. Well, everything, it's a musical, and like everything's a song. You know what I mean? You're just like, all right, we just need to forward the scene. If we can just stop singing. Yeah, we just couldn't even get through it.
I think Netflix is one of the worst, like, streaming apps. Mm-hmm. I think that would be the last one I would sign up for if I paid for it.
It's just got a lot of teeny bopper type stuff.
It's quantity over quality.
Yeah. You know? They have to put out a lot of stuff.
Speaking of Netflix, though, they officially launched their password sharing ban last week. And a few brands have taken that time to make fun of them. Amazon Prime retweeted a Netflix tweet from 2017 that said, "Love is sharing a password."
So wait, you can't, like, how many devices are you allowed or something? What do they
do? No, it's like if you're out, if you're not in the household, like if you're not in that household.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Which is, yeah, how because then you that? Also have your phone if you're not there.
What about my daughter who goes to college?
I don't know.
Can she not hook it up to her?
Don't ask me.
Smart TV.
Primal posted a picture of 6 different accounts for 1 login.
That's funny.
And then Blockbuster tweeted, a friendly reminder that when you used to rent videos from us, we didn't care who you shared it with as long as you returned it on time.
Interesting. Blockbuster.
Yeah.
They are a thing still?
Yes. Well, no, they're not. They just still have a Twitter account.
I think there's one left in Oregon.
I think that one, like, even finally shut down.
Oh, it did?
Yeah.
Mm.
It's funny. I saw a TikTok, like, last year of the Netflix CEO explaining, like, everything that went down at that time. He was like, we launched our, you know, mail and DVD platform, and then Blockbuster did the same, and we had the streaming app, and Blockbuster had a streaming app, and he was like, it was actually really good. Like, it was... We were shaking our boots. They were going to take us down because they were still Blockbuster.
Yeah.
And then they didn't give the CEO his bonus. So he quit.
Oh, wow.
And then they brought in a new guy who said, streaming's not the way to go. Killed the streaming app. And then they were done.
Wow.
But he was like,
see, corporate America, pay the bonus.
Even the Netflix guy was like, yeah, we just got really lucky.
Yeah.
That Blockbuster was... We're a bunch of idiots.
Right.
It's a funny story.
Yeah.
I mean, you can make a movie about that.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure someday.
It'd be a great movie.
Someday. When all the people are gone, or the people that involved closely can't kill it. You know what I mean?
Right.
There's probably some high up people still involved in that story.
So Netflix's standard plan will let you add 1 non-household member for $7.99 a month. And its premium plan will let you add 2 at the same rate per additional household. Yeah, I don't know exactly how it works, but...
Okay.
It'll be interesting.
Yep.
Also, HBO Max is now officially Max. No one really understands why they did this. Just because you added Discovery. Like, HBO is HBO. It's a prestigious name.
Is all the Cinemax stuff on that already?
I don't know.
Is that why it was HBO Max, like HBO and Cinemax? HBO Max.
But now it's just Max.
Max. Your move, Peacock.
Yeah, that was a great fucking meme. The cock. Everyone calls it
the
cock.
Who knows
anyway.
Why? Everybody's always trying to shorten things. It's like HBO Max. Like, you know, just certain things that you just don't know why
it's
the marketers and high ups do something.
HBO is such a prestigious name that you
know.
Think you would want to
hold
getting on
rid
to
of
that.
It. Yeah.
Just because you have, I mean, you still have all the HBO content on there.
Yeah. And I had to download another app. I don't even think this one works anymore.
No.
It probably says, go to the other app, asshole.
Tells you go to the other app.
Yeah. Wow.
The last thing I have was Pedro Pascal recently confirmed that he is only been playing the voice of Din Djarin for the last couple of seasons of The Mandalorian. This has been like rumored and everyone was like pretty sure because he hasn't really taken his helmet off. He hasn't gotten any FaceTime since season 2 of The Mandalorian.
Mm.
And he told The Hollywood Reporter there was an extended amount of experimentation being in the suit for a lot of it. And frankly, my body wasn't up for the task as far as like the 4 months of it.
So just recently, like the last couple of seasons, he's like, let someone else be in the suit.
Yeah, obviously there's the action scenes. He was, you know, body doubles. Not that you even need body doubles, but just different people in the suit, stuntmen. And then Book of Boba Fett, he didn't take his helmet off. So I think it's also because it's like, well, I'm kind of a big star now. I don't have to do this anymore.
Yeah.
I'll just do the voice unless you write a scene where I take my helmet off. But
then I'll be there.
He didn't do it in season 3. He didn't do it in Book of Boba Fett. So, yeah, he's just been doing voice work for it.
Yeah.
So
fair enough.
Yeah. What do you have?
Just a couple things. Tina Turner died this past week. So obviously a music icon. I feel like people have been passing away. A lot of famous people this year when you kind of look at the list.
Yeah.
But it happens every year. They always have
that big in memoriam video and you're like, right, they died.
Yeah. And then, you know, we've got 3 of the most successful shows in recent history are all ending this week. So tonight you've got Barry ending.
Yes.
Which we'll recap. You have Succession ending, which I've always watched the entire time. It's a really, really good show. And then Ted Lasso on Wednesday is over. Again, right. Apple TV has not confirmed that it's the series finale. They're still not, but I mean, Jason Sudeikis keeps saying it is.
Yeah.
So those are three of the maybe top five shows over the last 3-4 years that are, you know, just popular.
Right.
And they're going away. So sad, because I don't want to see any of these shows end because I enjoy them so much. And also, like, what's stepping up? What are the new shows out there?
Two of those are HBO, right? So,
mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's why I'm watching The Sopranos for the third time.
Yeah, that's right. That's what happens. And then just the last thing, you know, Anthony Carrigan, am I saying it right? He plays NoHo Hank.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And he was just saying, you know, I guess a lot of people didn't know that, you know, he was supposed to die in the first episode ever.
Right.
And, you know, Bill Hader's just like, no, you're too awesome to die.
Yes.
And they just kept him around. And then they were just like, oh, yeah, you're a main part of our story and that will
happens,
be forever.
That happens a lot. Or at least they say this all the time.
Right.
Like with Aaron Paul in Breaking Bad was supposed to die at the end of the first season.
Yep.
And they're like, no, I mean, their chemistry. Imagine?
Yeah, like that's the whole show.
Aaron
is their
chemistry. Paul and Bryan Cranston's chemistry is the whole thing.
Yeah.
Just how they argue and everything is so great.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's just talking about his character. His character is so unique, so different. Could have stayed as one thing from season one, which is kind of a lovable goofball where everything goes over his head. Instead, there's been this interesting progression.
Yeah.
He's gained this awareness of where, of when he screws up and how bad it can go, especially in the final season. Coming to grips with the reality of being a mob boss. So it's just kind of cool. I mean, he's had a nice, again, they did a jump. So you have to jump with him, but he evolved.
Yeah.
You know, Hank. And you would never, ever think, again, right place, right time.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, always making sure he did the right thing for the bosses.
Yes.
And that's where he's at now. So can't wait for the series finale.
I know. I have no idea how it's going to end.
And wouldn't you say, like, for the most part, and again, I guess because we're so pumped and we're expecting this the greatest show we've ever seen.
Yeah.
Series finales always kind of disappoint. And it's probably a combination of you're expecting the greatest episode they've ever done, and then you're also pissed off that it's gone.
I think that's mostly it.
Yeah.
I mean, there's certainly some shows.
I need more about this and this and this storyline. I want to see Barry do this and this.
Right, you know? Yeah.
Yeah.
Breaking Bad had a perfect ending.
I think it was one of the best ones, yeah.
And I really liked Better Call Saul's ending as well. Mm-hmm. Thinking of other shows, like I didn't watch the last season of Walking Dead, but then I watched the series finale and it was dog shit.
Yeah, it
just seemed absolute dog shit.
And Negan and Maggie have a show coming next week already? Or two weeks?
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Like their own show.
Sure.
So they're going to be an item after he murdered.
No, they're not going to be an item.
Yeah, I don't know. Just, you but know, whenever you have like a female.
They go to New York together.
Yeah. Manhattan.
Manhattan.
And then.
I don't know. It's just that show used spin-offs? To be so good. And I feel like they've significantly lowered the budget of the shows.
Yeah.
Just because all fucking corporations are greedy now. Like, hey, we can make all this money. And then let's lower the budget. Let's lower the production. Let's lower everything. And people will still watch. Well, not everyone.
Yeah.
I stopped watching.
Right.
Because the show sucks now.
And then they're going to have Daryl and Carol.
No, not anymore.
Oh,
not
anymore. Dead?
I think it's just Daryl now.
Just Daryl. That's a spinoff.
Yeah. And then
we still got to see what happens with Rick.
Rick and Michonne are getting their own spinoff.
Because they had a little thing at the end of the thing. Just a very weird kind of scene.
It was so fucking weird.
So.
Yeah. It looks very shitty.
Yeah.
Like if I give it a try, it'll be the Rick one. But if I see that the production still sucks and it's very low budget and lame with the the last few seasons they did the fake rain and it was so fucking bad. Like just CGI rain where the rain's not hitting anyone.
Yeah.
And like they're dry as a bone, but it's pouring.
And now
like,
reacting.
Fuck you. It's so bad.
Right.
But all right. Let's talk The Machine.
Yeah.
Starring Bert Kreischer, Mark Hamill. Mark Hamill, who's basically playing his cartoon version of the Joker from the Batman animated series. Yeah. I mean, he's talking just like him.
Yeah, he kind of is.
And I've talked about how I've played the Arkham trilogy, the video games that are so good.
Yeah.
And I recently played the Arkham Knight again, where Mark Hamill is the Joker, and he's talking like, and hello, bats, you know? And,
hello, bats!
And that's how he's talking in this fucking movie.
Yeah.
Which is fucking great.
Right.
I loved it. But we have the intro. We see the Russian mob boss watching Bert tell the machine story, which I figured like the intro would be like him doing stand-up. And they kind of added to it with having the mob boss watching him.
You can't assume everyone knows everything in a movie.
Right.
So you have to kind of give a little backstory. So he did it by showing his stand-up special.
Yes, and they did the flashbacks as well throughout it,
right,
which was a good touch. But it was like, it was very John Wick. It was almost like they were parodying John Wick.
Yep.
They even do the captions, like when they're speaking Russian. The subtitles are very John Wick, like giant fucking words.
Yeah.
So I thought that was good. And then the intro credits just show how we got super famous. It even like Two Bears, One Cave and everything.
Yeah.
I was a little disappointed that like Tom Segura didn't have one little cameo in the movie.
I'm surprised too.
You know, even if he's just at the party or some shit.
Walks through something, makes one comment.
Yeah.
So a little backstory on his life, what I didn't know is in 97, so that's forever ago. And yes, by the way, I graduated college in 97. So while he was at his sixth year at Florida State,
he was
ranked the number one school in their Princeton Review. And later that same year, he became the focus of a 6-page article in Rolling Stone, naming him the top partier at the number one party school in the country. Bert Kirshner,
Kreischer,
the undergraduate. And that was the article. Included bouts of heavy drinking, public nudity. And then from there, Oliver Stone optioned the film rights to his life. What?
Yeah.
And then when the development deal fell through, all the scripts were resubmitted back to their writers. And one of the writers changed his name and sold the script to National Lampoon's. And then later that became National Lampoon's Van Wilder with Ryan Reynolds.
That's fucking crazy.
How crazy evolving that story into that.
Yeah.
So just some funny backstory that I didn't know about.
I wonder if he ever like jerked off dogs onto some desserts and fed it to his enemies.
And he said, I've never seen that movie. I had nothing to do with it on Joe Rogan's podcast at some point.
Yeah.
They even National Lampoon executives confirmed to him that he was the basis of the film. And also confirmed that he would never sue National Lampoon's for having made the movie without his involvement.
Yeah, it's weird that they would admit that, because then he could be like, yeah, pay me.
Yeah. You know, that's a whole interesting thing, right? Like, if I was close to someone famous and I could write a script based on my involvement with that person, you can make a movie about it.
Right.
Even though that person's not involved in a way, right?
Yeah, that's true.
This could have been just someone's story and everything, but yeah. It's interesting, fun facts. There you go.
Yeah, so then we see him talking to a therapist with his family in the room, and like the therapist is like taking the family side, and he's like, if you're not on my team, shut the fuck up.
Okay? That was great, yeah.
And then like his clothes don't fit. He's like, oh, what's wrong with this shirt that, you know, is like two sizes too small now.
Yeah.
Throws a birthday party for his daughter. One of the moms who he doesn't like, she's like, hey, Bert, no booze? He's like, hey, Madison's mom, no husband.
Yeah, because she had just gotten divorced. Fun fact, real life wife.
Oh, that's the real wife?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Isn't that funny?
Yes.
Makes sense.
Right. I've seen her before, but I didn't recognize her.
Yeah, they barely showed her. It was very
She's a writer, his wife.
Oh, really?
In real life, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
And then Bert's dad, Mark Hamill, shows up and immediately pisses off Bert. He's not even flipping the burgers the right way, according to him.
Yeah.
And his daughter leaves the party because he invited too many people. He made it this huge deal. She just wanted a small party. And I guess he also invited a lot of his friends, it seemed.
Something
so maybe
like
she
that.
She was upset about that. Like, is this my party or yours, Dad? You know?
Yeah.
So she fucking leaves and he tells her, you're acting like a C word.
Yeah, for a Sweet 16 party, she doesn't have a ton of her own friends, I guess, to invite. Because, like, they don't have to be close friends. They can just be friends at school.
Well, she didn't want a big party.
Yeah,
and he didn't listen.
Yeah.
So then a blonde Russian woman named Irina walks in and demands the watch that he stole on the train 23 years ago, which he obviously has no recollection of any watch. But she threatens to kill Bert's daughter. And he's like, oh, let my father go. He wasn't even invited here. Right. And then like Mark Hamill's like, he's holding his hands up. He's like, Dad, put your fucking hands down. Like when they're walking through the crowd,
through the party,
people,
it's like,
so obvious.
Not good.
Yeah. And then Bert tells his wife like, oh yeah, she's our Uber driver. She's like, uh huh. Yeah, sure.
Right.
And then, they get on the plane. Yeah. They get on the plane and Bert does the, slap fight with that sponge guy because his father tells him not to show fear. And there's a gross slow motion shot with the spit going everywhere when he gets slapped.
Yeah.
He gets knocked out for a while.
Right.
Then Bert has a dream of his dad cutting his nuts off as they're fishing. So that was a little disturbing, but you could see how, he has issues with his father.
Yeah.
They also suffocate a man right in front of them to show that they mean business. And then.
Oh, because their numbers are too many for the. Exiting the plane.
Yes.
Okay.
And they get to Russia and Bert is on billboards.
Yeah, he's on like everything. Like he's that famous.
Like they sell a vodka that, yeah, he's basically on.
Yeah.
And then the flashbacks, it's like, man, young Bert was so hot.
Yeah. Good looking guy.
They got that guy from American Vandal.
Yeah.
If you've seen the fake Netflix documentary about the guy that drew the dicks on all the cars.
Drew the dicks.
It's really funny.
Yeah.
It's
Jimmy
like
Tatro.
Okay.
He's also got like a lot of, I think he's famous on, maybe it was Kit, not, what was the 3 second?
Vine.
Or, I'm sorry, Vine.
Yeah.
And then some TikTok stuff, but yeah.
Yeah, I think he plays a young Bert really well.
Yeah.
You know, embodies the same spirit.
Right.
We see like his whole thing, like with his class, and then he goes into the mobster's room and he's like, "Ya machina." And at first, they just thought it was hilarious. He also stole a bunch of 90s references.
Right.
And they thought he was hilarious, quoting Austin Powers and everything.
Yep.
Because they hadn't seen it. And then one of Irina's brothers, Vanya, shows up and immediately shows that he's a psychopath by throwing this woman's dog out of a window. I don't know if it was the same dog later, but why was there a dog in that shot?
Yeah, just like randomly he's trying to leave and he's like, hey, dog.
Yeah.
It's like, what? So that
they look like the same dog.
It looked like the same dog. There's no reason to assume it's a different dog that randomly comes up to him.
Yeah.
Because you can't kill dogs in movies. Is that why they did that?
It's rated R. I don't know.
Should have had him at least showing it land on something for 1 second.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we get our first action scene with Irina kicking ass. Again, very John Wick style. Mm. Bert and his dad are in the elevator. There's a gun falls in the elevator, and Bert finally grabs it and shoots Vanya right in the head.
Yep.
And two other guys. Bam, 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 three shots. He kills three men.
Murder.
And then we see young Bert party, and one mobster spits his drink in his teacher's face. And they force him to rob the train. They even stole his stuff. And the knife that his dad gave him.
He can't be like, hey, guys, this is my stuff.
Yeah. He tried that, and the guy was like, yeah, fuck you.
Yeah.
And then they also made him rob his classmate that he liked.
Ashley.
Then he robbed, Then he robbed the woman's father's watch. We saw that. There was also, like, early when they were showing people that they were robbing, there was a young blonde girl, and I was like, oh, is that Irina? But they never said that, so.
Oh.
I thought that was going to be the case, like she was there.
Oh, yeah, but she's
but they never
seems a lot younger than
they never
now.
Said that. Yeah, it's true. Yeah, it was, if it was 23 years ago, yeah, certainly not. And then, yeah, like she tells him, like, yeah, that was my father's watch. He's like, oh my God, I'm your origin story.
Yeah, that's so great.
Because the father was like a legit businessman, and then once the watch was stolen, he became a mobster. And became like the head of the Russian mob. Like, wow.
He's like,
all because of that watch.
He's like, I always thought I'd be Batman, but I'm the guy who killed Batman's parents.
Yeah, that's right. Then another mobster shows up. That I don't know that actor's name, but he's recognizable. He's been in a lot of stuff.
Which one?
The Russian mobster. No, not the other brother. The one on the train that was like about to kill them.
Oh, yeah. I don't know either. But he did look familiar.
You know what he was in? He was the brother of that 15 Minutes movie.
Mm.
Remember 15 Minutes with Robert De Niro?
Yeah, kind of. I don't see him in here.
He plays a cop, but he's like one of the bad guys. Yeah, right. I immediately recognize him, but he doesn't have a, he's not a huge star or anything like that.
Right.
But yeah, Mark Hamill pulls out his knife and tosses it to Irina, and she slits the guy's throat.
Yeah, done though.
And then this is one of the funniest parts. Bert goes to punch him, but his hand goes in the guy's open neck.
It's so disgusting.
And he can't get it out.
Oh, this guy was in Predators, National Treasure, 15 minutes, right?
Yeah.
Rollerball.
He's been in a lot of shit.
He's a good bad guy.
He's basically the same role. Just, yeah, every tough, movie. Tough mobster guy.
Yeah, a lot of Russian stuff. So I guess there's a lot more Russian-only films, yeah. Of course.
And then the guy's head was hanging out the window, and thankfully another train came by to decapitate him.
Took it right off.
And then Bert falls back, and the guy's body falls on Bert.
Naturally.
Yeah, good stuff.
Yep.
Then Irina's other brother shows up, and Bert tells him, oh, yeah, one of the random guys has your watch. And he believes them. They all pull guns on each other, and they start running away. But the brother catches them pretty quickly and shoots his sister Irina off the train.
Yeah, two shots. Boom, boom.
Two shots. She's gone, presumed dead. And then Bert's dad pushes Bert off the train and tells the mobster, like, I'll help you find the watch. Just don't hurt my son. Don't hurt my granddaughter. Everything like that. Then later, Bert wakes up on the train tracks, like, the next morning. And he eats the pot brownie that they found earlier. The
20 years old.
20-year-old pot brownie.
And there's still flour and sugar in there, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
And he gets super high, starts talking to his younger self. He's like, wait, we're married? Yeah, yeah, she's 50. Oh, you married a 50-year-old? Like, well, no, she was 30 back then, you know? Yeah. But yeah, is she hot? Yeah, yeah, you know.
Man, you know. And then he's like, no, wait, yeah, she's hot.
She's a smoke show.
Yeah.
So then he gets shot at, but turns out it's Igor, his best friend in Russia.
Hunting for a bear.
Because he thought he was a bear. Oh, I thought you were a bear.
Yeah.
And then Igor shows Bert his family, and we were both like, this is so like Borat.
Yeah, super Borat-y.
And
we've seen this guy in some stuff. I was trying to find World War Z, but that was small.
Right.
He reminded me of the guy in the Stranger Things. Oh yeah, 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 yeah. You're not caught up on Stranger Things?
I am.
You are. Remember they tried to trust the pilot and they ended up screwing them over?
Oh my god, of course.
Yeah.
He was that asshole pilot in like one episode. In the Russian episode.
No, there was a couple episodes.
Oh, because he hung
around.
Yes, that's right.
Because they needed him for everything. So
So yeah. That's right. That's funny.
I guess that's it that I've seen.
He shows Bert his family. He's got a bunch of kids. Bert's like, you know, you can pull out, right? He's like, yes, but my dick is so long. I'm like, pulling it. That was a good line.
Yeah.
Then the village people find Irina, and that woman's like, you paid to fuck whore?
Yeah.
And he's like, maybe. I don't know. And, you know, and she's like, you couldn't afford me. And then Bert vomits while pulling out a stick from her leg.
Yeah.
Like, he vomits a little bit and puts it in his pocket. She's like, why did you do that? He's like, I didn't know where to put it. I don't know.
In his pocket.
And then Igor told Bert that he quit the mafia because of him. He's like, I found true happiness, my family and all that. And Bert tells Irina that his daughter drove him home because he was drunk. And now she can't get her license for 2 years. And that's why she's so pissed at him. Mm-hmm. Which they tried to make it like it was a true story. I don't think it was a true story.
No, I looked it up.
I looked it up as well.
Neither of his daughters have ever been arrested, it looks like. But again, based on a true story.
They were doing Two Bears and his wife called during the podcast and said that like she got in trouble at school for fighting or something like that.
Oh, well, that happens.
Yeah.
But his dad is a lawyer in real life, doesn't own a carpet store. I thought at least that part might have been true.
Right, yeah. So then Igor tells Bert, you know, you actually protected everyone on the train by being the machine because they all would have got, you know, no one got killed. They just got robbed. Like, that's that, because obviously Bert was feeling bad for everything he did there. And then Igor pulls out the watch and Irina gets it back. And then Igor gave Bert everything they stole from his class, which is
the
very
ring.
Easy way to wrap everything up later.
Yeah.
So then they go back to Irina's brother's place.
20 years later. See these valuables?
Yeah.
I've kept them in this small bag. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on now.
They go to Irina's brother's place with no guns or anything, really. And Mark Hamill is basically their machine.
Yeah.
He's high. He fucked one of the whores.
He fucked some like model.
A 20-year-old model.
Yeah. Model
slash whore.
Yeah.
And then Bert tosses his dad the knife that he got back. He's like, look, I got the knife back that I thought was the real thing, but it wasn't the real thing. You fucking let me down. And then Mark Hamill's like, no, son, I'll always protect you. And he grabs a knife and he stabs Irina's brother. Mm. And he's super high. Mark Hamill apologizes to his son for being a dick to him. And they finally have a nice little moment. And Bert's like, oh, you should get high more often.
Yeah.
And then Mark Hamill tells Bert, you know, be the man you are. Hands him the vodka with his fucking face
but
on
like,
it.
But there's four guys with machine guns shooting at them.
Yes.
And they're kind of behind this small table.
Yes. It's yes, like, they are.
All right. Sure.
So Bert takes off his shirt, drinks his vodka spinach. And there's even like a little, like it's just showing everything in his body. Like, yep, like the vodka cartoon. Gets him going. Like yeah. Popeye's spinach.
Yeah.
And Mark Hamill, yeah, he's the motherfucking machine.
Yeah.
Which we saw from the trailer. But Bert drunk fights these guys while Irina John Wicks some other guys. And I also loved when Bert lit his cigar with the fire from the gun.
Yeah. Yeah,
like
yeah.
The guy was shooting at him, but he grabbed
machine
the gun.
Yeah.
And then he lights his cigar with it. That was fucking great.
Yeah.
And then Bert and Dad team up to kill Sponge together. That was cool. Then Bert fights the brother and they fall down the stairs. The guy kips up, but Bert can't kip up. Again, that was another like shot in the trailer.
And Bert's whipping ass in this movie, and they don't really explain it at first, but then he has like a line where he's like, look, I only knew how to do three things from where I'm from. It's like fight, fuck, and drink. And I don't know how to fuck.
And I can't fuck for shit.
Yeah. And it's like, okay, yeah, I get it. You could fight then.
Like, Tom Segura has talked about how out of control he is in real life, but he's also like, he'll drink like 30 beers, like go on this crazy bender till 5 a.m., and then he'll wake up at 9 a.m. and he'll run like 5 miles. Like, he's
really?
This, yeah. Like, Tom's convinced that if like Bert like actually took care of his body, he could have been like this amazing athlete.
Wow.
Because he's like, he's awesome in every sport. Like, really? Despite it, yeah, like. He's just genetically gifted.
He just has a drinking problem.
He has a drinking problem. He was telling this story in the podcast on Your Mom's House. He was like, yeah, I went to dinner with Bert. It's a nice restaurant. We sit down. The waitress is like, oh, I'll get the menus. And Bert's like, fuck that. One of everything. Like, it's just like, yeah.
He's guy fucking, likes to consume.
He's out of control. So then Irina holds her brother at gunpoint. She gets the watch back. Their mob boss father shows up and Irina gives him the watch. He's like, look, father, I did this and I could run the business. But the father laughs. He says, you're too weak to run the business.
You're a female and you're a weak.
Yes. Which is what she's being told the entire movie.
Yeah.
So Irina shoots her father.
She murders her dad. That's the
and
answer.
The best part, he smiled. He was proud of her.
He's like, I'm glad you killed me. Yeah. Well, you could tell he didn't have too much time left
no.
on this earth. Yeah.
He smiles before he dies.
You sick fuck.
And then Irina turns to Bert and says, did I do that?
Like really obnoxiously. It was really funny.
Because earlier they had this moment where she's talking about how she watches Family Matters and shit like that. So it was funny. Then all the mobsters bend a knee to her, including her brother. But she has them take him away to presumably like torture him to death, I guess.
I guess, right?
Because she said.
He killed, yeah. But like that's a lot of murder for one family in like one day.
It sure is.
I just like she did all this stuff for her dad. Then he insults her. So she kills him immediately.
Well,
now she's strong enough.
That's how she proved to him.
She is a real life mobster.
Yes. Then Irina tells Bert, you know, be a good dad or your daughter might kill you. Yeah, yeah. And Bert goes home, makes up with his family, makes up with his daughter, everything. And he writes Ashley a letter like, dear Ashley, are you still hot? I'm not. But
here's
your
ring.
Here's your ring back. And then we have a little mid-credit scene where Bert does a commercial for his dad's carpet company.
Yeah.
Kreischer Carpets with 2 K's for some reason.
Right.
Yeah. And that's, you know, that's it. It's a wrap.
Yeah. It's got a 7 out of 10 on IMDb. So yeah. I'd say 6.5, 7, something like that.
Yeah. Same here.
Yeah.
It's a fun movie. If you like Bert, I'd check it out. You know, it's not gonna be one of the funniest movies you've ever seen, that's for sure. But I think it's worth the price of admission.
Yeah.
You know?
Like a matinee price.
Matinee price. Or you check it out later on whatever app it's on.
Yeah, right. In a couple weeks it'll be on an app.
But yeah, I liked it. I think it was only on pace to make a few million, because obviously it's not a huge movie.
Mm. What was the budget?
I don't know.
It says here that it made opening weekend $5 million, which is what, last weekend?
No.
Oh, it's this weekend.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. 5 million in the gross. Worldwide gross is 8 million already.
Okay. Surprised it didn't do better in Russia.
What was the budget? 4 million?
Maybe it's not better in maybe it's not out in Russia yet. I don't know.
Hmm.
Projected to grow. I don't know. I don't see the. I don't see the budget.
You want to guess what the Little Mermaid made this weekend?
I think it was like, I think I saw it right, like over 100 million,
118.
Yeah.
But they're worried because they really thought this was like a $1 billion movie.
Yeah, like whatever.
118 is not great for like school being out in most of the country.
But it definitely didn't cost that. They still made a lot of money, I'm sure.
But as they said, the third time this month that a franchise sequel, I don't know how this is a franchise
sequel. It's not a sequel. It's a remake. It's a live action remake.
Yeah.
Dude, apparently the budget for the machine was $20 million.
Well, yeah.
I mean, it was, the production was good.
Yeah, a lot of the fight scenes are expensive, and Mark Hamill, you know.
Yeah, it's just if you're not a Disney movie, if you're not a kids movie, and you're not a superhero movie, like you're not making money in theaters anymore.
I know.
You're just not.
Yeah.
Like Margot Robbie and Brad Pitt were in a movie together in December, Babylon, and like when before COVID. December, like there's a reason why like 10 movies come out in December every year.
Right.
It's the busiest month. Like every theater would be sold out when I was working in a movie theater.
Yeah.
And Babylon like tanked so bad. It lost so much money.
Yeah.
So yeah, like if you're not fucking superhero Disney thing, like yeah, you're just not making money at the theaters anymore. Or like an already established franchise like Fast and Furious, Mission Impossible, you know, shit like that.
It's hard. It's definitely hard. It's but really I mean, hard. They'll put them out there to break even just because they'll get the streaming money, right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right. I mean, 5 million, it makes 5 million. It's not going to make 20 million in theaters, obviously. It's not going to make 15 more million.
Yeah.
So they'll hopefully make their money back somehow.
Right.
But all right, let's do some fan questions. All right. Oh, this is interesting. Brian, when's the last time you guys shit yourselves and why? I mean, I remember shitting myself.
I don't think I've ever fully shit myself, but you know, that's farts, not what, that squirt.
It's a shart.
Yeah.
When you shart. I don't know. 4 turd logs came out of me and I walked around for the rest of the day. No, I always remember in college, like 10 plus years ago, I sharted and I was like, well, I have to be here the rest of the day. So I threw my underwear away.
Yeah, you just feel that little like, and you're like, oh no.
Right.
A little one came out.
Yeah. But I mean, the why question, I mean, yeah, you fart and the shit comes out. Jesus. There's no other really reason.
No, not really.
Tim, do you guys remember a year ago when Howard Stern was talking about how he was going to be in the Doctor Doom movie or whatever the hell is that update? Give it to me now, Marvel. Did you hear about this?
Yeah.
Like, there was a commercial break, and then during the commercial break on Sirius, we hear Howard, and he's, like, talking to Rob, and he's like, yeah, you know, I'm going to do the Doctor Doom movie, but the schedule's going to really suck. And, I mean, we were doing Hogwash at that time as well, and I was like, I don't know if this is just him trying to get attention again because no one cares about him anymore. But, like, he's not going to be Doctor Doom.
No, being in it, not be Doctor Doom.
Yeah, but he said the but he was in the thing, he was talking about the schedule, like you're going to be in a lot of the movie.
Come on.
There's no way.
No.
That's just Howard. That's just him getting attention because he's like, no one cares about me anymore.
Yeah.
You know, ever since Howard.
The only thing I could see him do is play himself.
That's all you could do. Yeah.
Yeah.
But Howard went woke and now, like, you know.
I know.
His audience is smaller than ever.
Yeah.
Chris Berg, love Bert, but are you guys sick of the machine story as I am? I love the Two Bears podcast where Tom said how sick he is of that story. Well, I'm sure he hears it a lot.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's not like it's something that I see all the time, so not really. I've watched the stand-up special where he tells the whole story, and it's great, but... Yeah, Chief Nakahomer, we never got Joe's thoughts on the Robert Pattinson Batman movie. Did he like it? I hope he did. Well, I'm afraid I've got some bad news.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's not a bad movie. The cinematography was amazing. The music for the film was amazing. you know, I think we both have the same opinion as far as the Bruce Wayne character.
Yeah.
Was this like, I'm sad. Like, I just don't do that to my Batman.
Emo Batman's not cool.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
And virgin Batman's not cool. That's what I said when we reviewed the movie. I was like, he's a virgin. Like, he's never kissed a girl. He doesn't even know how to kiss Catwoman when he finally does.
Yeah, yeah. So,
and then at the end, she's like, come fuck him. He's like, no.
You know, the action was good and the story was okay. It's just like, Batman, Bruce Wayne, was not great.
No.
That's all. And Pattinson's a great actor. I've seen him in stuff that he's really good. They just made him too emo. So...
Yeah, Omar says, I think Andrew hates it so much because he has a hard-on for Heath. Rightfully so. I mean, no, that's not... Heath has nothing to do with it.
No.
Just make Batman cool. That's the number one thing you have to do with Batman.
Yeah, Dark Knight Rises was fucking amazing.
Cool. He's got to be cool.
Yeah.
Omar says, I watched the first Transformers movie and I noticed that they had post-credit scenes. So I looked back and this movie came out in 2007. Iron Man came out in 2008. So it wasn't Marvel that started the post-credit thing. Well, first of all, there's been post-credits since before Marvel.
Since I was born.
Yeah, maybe it's not as, it wasn't as often as it is today,
yeah.
But there were movies that had post-credit scene. I mean, fucking Ferris Bueller.
Right.
You know?
And what makes it so great about Marvel is they have a plan.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's almost like showing a mini trailer to your next franchise film or your next big movie. Of course, it's genius.
Yeah.
To get you excited about it, for sure. Yeah. They're not always winners.
No.
They're not always that. I mean, Guardians didn't have great...
No, it was because it was a standalone. It wasn't teasing something for the future.
Yeah.
Like a future film.
Right.
One Punch Man, Andrew and Joe, which in WWE inspired recreated movies would you like to see? We've got The Rock from 1996. You know, Nicolas Cage, Sean Connery, Ed Harris. So it's Dwayne Johnson at 6'5". 260 pound stars as the only man to ever have escaped Alcatraz. He joins a U.S. Navy SEALs team to help retake Alcatraz from a rogue group of U.S. Retcon Marines, an action thriller with Nicolas Cage and Ed Harris.
I mean, I wouldn't mind that movie.
So he's Sean Connery?
Yeah.
His character.
He's 60, right? Yeah. He's probably the same age Sean Connery was in
probably,
that movie.
Probably, which is hilarious.
And Sean looks so much older.
Then he says Triple H, not X. What's not X?
Oh, instead of Triple X, Triple H.
Oh, Triple H. Okay,
No.
Triple H, a keen stuntman, athlete, and enthusiast, stars as Xander Cage, who turns reluctant spy sent on dangerous mission to stop Russian terrorists in Central Europe.
Oh, you gotta be kidding me!
Then we've got Magic Shawn Michaels,
Magic
Mike, Magic Shawn Michaels.
Well, Kevin Nash was in it already.
And then 46-year-old Shawn Michaels guides a young boy at 18 years old into the world of male stripping. Weirdly enough, Kevin Nash is in the film.
Right.
Stars as fellow stripper named Tarzan, once again pairing up with HBK.
Yeah.
And then we have the Incredible Hulk.
There's more.
The Incredible Hulk Hogan. From 2008. Sure. Terry Jean Bollea plays nuclear physicist Frank Banner, who is, as Hulk Hogan becomes an unwitting pawn in a military scheme to reinvigorate the super soldier program. He goes on the run from the military while trying to cure himself of Hulkamania.
That would be amazing. Imagine a Hulk Hogan in every one of the Hulk scenes.
I mean, that's the one.
Someone needs to do that.
That's the one I want to see. Hulk Hogan as the Incredible Hulk. And who's he? Who's Abomination? Zeus?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Or just to make it Macho Man, and it's fucking amazing. Yeah.
Just the, Hulk.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. The award for best picture goes to, I would choose
the award
the
for,
Hulk movie.
Yeah.
Ooh, is that all you got? Yeah. Now watch her die. Can you dig it?
Oh, man.
That sounds great. Good Let's times. Make all these movies.
Yeah.
All right, that's all for fan questions. So make sure you subscribe to the podcast wherever you're viewing us. Follow the show on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at Hollywood Hog Pod. Become a supporter of the show at patreon.com/Hollywood Hogwash. It's only $3 a month or $5 if you want to get on the opening credits on YouTube. Finish up Barry with us.
Oof.
Can't wait for that.
Damn it.
And then next week is huge because it is the sequel to Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse.
Wow.
The first one was great. I've seen it many times, and yeah, really looking forward to it. So
there you
we'll
go.
See you next week.
We'll see you.